Blog Talk Radio.
Attention music connoisseurs, are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do. Another two for one, man. Yesterday I gave y'all Dreads from Black Chic. You could get with this or you could get with that. And I gave you the CEO of IndieHipHop.net, Funkworm. Today I'm giving you Papa Wu, the leader of the Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang, rest in peace, old dirty. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have the up-and-coming duo for Raw live in the building representing Niger, Nigeria, where I'm from, the green, white, green. You know what I'm saying? Definitely getting it in today on Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, leader of the Killer Bee, 13 Chambers, definitely getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give y'all a quick commercial. You know what I'm saying? Pick up that E2K magazine.
It's your girl Lushy Lush. It's your girl Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
All right.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We always got to pay the bills all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, it is what it is. Give y'all another commercial.
Here's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest. If you want to get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number high videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, because I'm going to punish you, baby. Lush.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore, one half of Word on the Move Radio. Me and my man, Nebraska, be holding it down every Tuesday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern. That's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to hear the best in spoken word, poetry, hip-hop, independent artists, check out your people. We do this every Tuesday for you because you know we like what we do. Get at your boys. Nebraska, Eric Moore, Word on the Move. That's on the Move Radio.com. onthamoveradio.com.
Shutting it every day, you know, like I always do. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building. We're going to have your man Papa Wu live in the building, leader of the Wu-Tang Clan, Wu-Tang, You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have Favall live in the building. Is, you know what I'm saying? Definitely getting it in. I'm going to go to the lines right now. Papa Wu, you on the line? Hello? Yeah, we're going to go to the line real quick. Yo,
okay.
What it do, Favall? What it do?
Are we chilling?
Hello, yeah, y'all digging in the scene, though. Papa Wu was calling me on the other line and stuff, and I think he called the wrong number, but he's about to call in a second. But, you know, we got Favall live in the building. You know, up-and-coming duo representing from Nigeria, Green White Green. You know, your girl, Les represents Hard Body for them. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know. So, and Favall is giving y'all, like, a mix of, you know, like, hip-hop and, you know, some reggae and some, like, alternative. I mean, they're giving you a mix of a lot of stuff, man.
Right.
Favall, get a quick shout-out, man, because I'm going to go into Papa Wu, and when I finish with that, then we're going to go to y'all so we can, you know, tell the people what's really getting in. But go ahead and give your shout-outs, though, before I go to Papa Wu.
All right. Give a shout-out to the whole Providence, Rhode Island. We repping. Niger Americans. We definitely in the building. We for Rodo, you know what I mean? And for all the fans. Farmer, I don't know if you are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, giving props to everyone out there, man. They're filling our joint, man. You know, Nigerians, Nigerians. You know, everyone, man. Everyone. You know, mad love, mad love.
That's right.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, definitely. Stay on the line with me. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Papa Wu. We're going to get it in, all right? All right,
no doubt.
That's what's up. All
right.
Yeah. So, we got two for one. We got Papa Wu, leader of the Wu-Tang, and then we got, you know what I'm saying, we got Favall live in the building. Papa Wu, what it do, fam?
Hey, what's up? Just holding down everything on the side right here, man. That's all.
That's what it is, man. Papa Wu, we got to give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick, Papa Wu. Yo, so Papa Wu, man, before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and get them shout-outs, Papa Wu.
Yeah, this is Papa Wu, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Freedom of Law, man, the truth analyzer executioner, man. I give a shout-out to everybody that's down what we down with, man. This hip-hop is real, man. The only way it's going to stay live is we keep it live, man. You understand? I just give a shout-out to everybody that's down with me, down with everything, with everything that's right in his way.
That's what it is. You know? That's what it is. Papa Wu, man. I mean, you know, you a leader of a large bunch of people, man, with the Wu Tang Clan. How did that come about, Papa Wu?
Well, you know, it's family. You know, Dirty's my little brother. You know, I don't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people got it getting twisted, but basically, all of us is family. You know, Dirty's my little brother. This is my little. You know what I'm saying? We're all like one family. This is my cousin. This is like Jizza. All of us. But, you know, we didn't tell nobody these things. But a lot of people know. And when we came, it's just that I had to look out for them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? About them. I knew what type of world it was about to come into. You know, about me being a farmer, man. I knew what I had to do. I had to take charge, man, and come on in so I can guide them right. See, that's what's different with the Wu-Tang, because they didn't have to listen to nobody else but Papa Wu. See, a lot of people had other people that dictate things to them. The bottom line, when it came to, nothing moved without me. They had to do it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in existence so long like that, you know? They didn't have to answer to nobody, but...
Yeah, I mean, they you definitely gave them some good guidance, man, because they was in existence. You know, it's hard for, like, a group like that because, you know, with the Wu-Tang consisted of a lot of different members from, you know, from Jizza, the Bobby Digital, from... you know, Old Dirty, God rest in peace, Old Dirty, you know what I'm saying, you know, Raekwon, all of them, you know, was it hard, you know, being that leader for them?
Yeah, because, you know, when I first came out, you know, we was all staying in Staten Island. You know, I used to live in 260 Park Hill. And, you know, mainly, you know, come back and forth from Brooklyn out there, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing was, you wouldn't even believe it, like, they was at war with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Race and all of them. And by us being righteous in the nation of Islam, by the sinners, you know what I'm saying? You know, we always come and say that we come in to save or civilize that place. So, you know, when I got out there, you know what I'm saying, it's like I had to bring the knowledge. When we say bring the knowledge, I bring self-awareness to brothers, you know what I'm saying, to let them know who they were. But they was going at war. And, you know, RZA, my aunt, you know, RZA, mom, she lived on Tarji Street. And that was the middle between Stapleton and Park Hill. Stapleton and Park Hill always had battles. You know what I'm saying? And RZA was the pop piper, man. He always played the music, so... When they wanted to go to war, like Park Hill gonna roll on Stapleton or Stapleton on, they had to come past Tarji Street. You know, but when they got that far, you know, we had the guards there and the knowledge was being born, so you can't go fight and have a war when I was there dropping science or anybody was doing any type of knowledge, because this knowledge, man, if the truth don't stop nobody, nothing else in this world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell the truth, shame the devil, but the truth was being manifested on Tarji Street. And that's what stopped a lot of brothers. We had them come down and record so they go in the fight, you know?
Yeah, that's the truth. Papa Wu, they all, every last one of them just came and looked for you for that advice and that guidance to guide them where they had to be, not even just, you know, with the music, but just in their everyday life, huh?
It was nine of them, and nine in mathematics were born. So they was born into existence that they didn't even know why. Or how, where this came from, because they didn't expect none of this. You understand? So I was the knowledge that just added on that all this was always there. They all had names and stuff like that, but they didn't have no guidance. So when I came, I'm way older than a lot older than them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I came with the knowledge, it's like they had a sense of direction now. But the things I said out my mouth, it's like they never heard. And especially a lot of them didn't have no pop or nothing. They accepted me like that because... I didn't have a pop, and I was more a father figure than anything, than a friend or than a brother from the nation. I came as a father because I would scream on them, like, you know, like, I ain't pull no punches. When they did something wrong, you know, I just went off, like, yo. And they never had nobody to scream on them like that, and they didn't know how to retaliate towards a person like me because of the things that I said out my mouth were so positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Attracted to that type of positiveness that was in me with aggression. But I was so merciful, you know. I just had low tolerance for nonsense out of them young brothers, especially, you know what I'm saying? When them young brothers in the street, anybody from Brooklyn let you know anyway, let all them young brothers know when it's kind of power. I got low tolerance for nonsense. I would smash you up, boy, if you play with me like that. But the whole thing is that they looked at me as being a father image from the beginning. That's why my job was so easy.
Mm-hmm. So how has the experience been just dealing with, you know, from their growth until now? I mean, you know, how was the whole experience for you?
It was, you know, you go through different chambers in life. So when people go through different chambers and go through different things, you're growing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when you're growing, you take on your own little ideas because you're a man. You have your own thoughts, your own way of life. But I always tell them, if the devil's sitting, then it ain't going to be no peace. Anytime the devil's in the midst of righteous men, there's no peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I was teaching them about that. But look at the world it came from. So, you know, that's what happened anyway with the whole story with Wu-Tang anyway. The devil slipped in the door. And you know what I'm saying? And when the devil slipped into your house, you ain't going to have nothing but chaos. You know what I'm saying? So the chaos is going on right now because the devil is doing it. You just got to get the devil out. But like I was saying before, like, some of them know. And some of them, like, close their eyes to certain things because out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my job is not hard with them because I keep it real. I just go back to mathematics. When I say I go back to mathematics, I go back to the foundation of how we came. Like, what kind of respect you got for me? And I told them about these things. And when they signed to these, when I say the devil, when separation was when they signed to these individual labels, when Meth got signed to Def Jam, Ray Loud, you know what I'm saying? RCA was Jizza, RZA was signed to Geffen, you know what I'm saying? Dirty was signed to Electra. So these are labels that went against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have, we the only person in the world ever did something like that. As one group, they had to deal with five different labels that had to come together and work with us that didn't like each other. They was competitive against each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I see the devil slip in. They started saying, well, you could do better by yourself, or you could, you know, remember when we had a family, what we said we were going to do, we're going to keep it real. We're going to stick together. And those are my seeds, now your seeds. And we keep it all in the family. And it was, that was the potential. And then when I came with the knowledge, the type of business that we was going to open up, like schools and stuff like that, stuff with children, and everything just went another way. You know? And I don't blame nobody. I just say the devil is a scientist. So they got to understand that. And if he can manipulate what I was putting down, then it's real. So that, but I'm dealing with their frame of mind. So you remember, these were kids that I'm dealing with before they had knowledge. So, like I said, we was fighting again.
Yeah.
So with money, money is the root of all evil.
Yeah,
so
money is the root of all evil, man. So do you feel like Wu is going to come back together? You think they're going to come back? I mean, you've been wish them all the time, like, they're going to come back.
Different agreement. It never departed.
Okay.
You know, like, you be in the house with your sister and you got brothers, and y'all go through little stuff, and you don't speak for a couple of days, and, you know, things got to come back. But we never party. We one family. It's just that everybody got their own ideas of the way they want to do things.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they're getting angry with each other because this one say he want to do it this way, this one say he want to. See, people, that's what the media is putting out there, that Wu-Tang is the party.
We're
not the party. You know what I'm saying? We see each other. We deal with each other on hand. It's just that I might don't agree with you saying, you might don't agree with what I say. So we have a little arguments and stuff like that. But that's not external. That's internal.
But do you think the people will ever see, like, a whole united, whole Wu-Tang show ever again? Do you think the people are going to see that again? Ever?
That's impossible. Dirty's not here.
No, I know Dirty's not here. I'm talking about, I know the fact that Dirty's not here.
You won't see a Wu-Tang show then, because Dirty was Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I know Dirty was Wu-Tang. But, and God rest his soul, you know, but do you think that they would try to do some kind of combination or no, due to the fact that the loss of Dirty?
Well, at this stage, we tried that already. We just got back over to about a couple of months ago. We got on to and it didn't work, you know. It was all right, but it didn't really work out because everybody still got the. After Dirty left, it's like everybody looking at each other, like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Nobody know how to trust nobody. We don't know nothing no more. Like, that, when I'm there, I think that way. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, long as Dirty going, everybody's doing their own thing, and then everybody got grown now, so it's different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grown now.
You know what? I found out a quick fact. Apparently, your father, I know this out of the blue, but your father actually founded a Baptist church in New York?
Yeah, my great-grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, Reverend Milliken. He started the first Baptist church everywhere. He was a slave here in New York back in 1907. He came here in, like, 1904.
Wow.
Yeah, and downtown Brooklyn. But not only that, my grandfather, my mother's father, his name is Fred Cuffey, and his father was Chief Wilcock Cuffey, the one that they say sold Manhattan for a string of beads and $26. So we got a very little story of family. That's what Dirty was trying to say in his music, Shinnecocks and all. We are full-blooded Shinnecock Indian.
Wow.
I'm a full-blooded American Shinnecock Indian.
Wow.
He was out on Long Island. They put them out there on reservations.
Wow, that's some deep roots right there, Papa Wu.
My grandmother's father, his name is Reverend Milliken, one of the biggest ministers that ever existed. He the one that started the First Baptist Church. There wasn't no such thing as the First Baptist Church. He started it in 1904.
Wow.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
Wow.
So my family is really very historic, you know.
So your whole life has just been grown on the whole spirituality, you know, from the deep roots, you know,
even though I went through a world of things that I didn't know about, like, you know, as far as when I was young, but mostly my family was more Islamic, like my grandmother went to church all the time, but even though that she went to church, she had a lot of sense of righteousness in her, but she was just setting her own way. But I noticed that my whole family adapted to Islam when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that wasn't hard for us. That was like, when we heard about it, it was just, that's our way to be free. You know what I'm saying? Because through Islam, it gave you that freedom to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And we had so much to talk about, but nobody wanted to listen. Mm. And when I came to the top of Wu, now the world listened.
Wow. So Papa Wu, so what are you doing these days? I know Raekwon is dropping a album and stuff, man. What's going on with that, man?
That's about we in the studio. We working on it right now, me and Ray, because I'm working with Ray right now, you know. And as far as me, you know, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie yet, Pride and Glory. You know what I'm saying? I played Reverend Farrar in that movie, so if you haven't seen Pride and Glory yet, it's a good movie. Go check it out. I'm in that movie.
Wow,
you know?
Go ahead, Papa Wu. You on the big screen, Papa Wu.
Huh?
Go ahead, Papa Wu. Doing the big screen.
Pride and Glory?
Yo, I think I did see Pride and Glory, actually, though.
Yeah, that's me. When you see me talking to all the people out in the crowd, they call me Reverend Farrar.
Wow.
Yeah. See me with the long leather coat on and the black leather big hat. Yeah.
Papa Wu, man.
DVD coming out right now that HBO giving me a special on it called Father's Hint Story.
Wow.
And I got something on the table right now that we're working out everything right now for me to be a motivated speaker, you know what I'm saying, on this show, this talk show. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. That's good, man.
A lot of little things, you know what I'm saying?
So you go out to, do you speak to the youth a lot, like, just talking about them with your experience with them,
you know,
being a natural born leader.
That's my life story. Okay, that's what I do. Every time I walk out my house, that's what I do. I go teach the babies. You know what I'm saying? I go to the colleges and they pay me to come up here and speak. And you know, I just went to Albany College. You know,
mm-hmm.
In the neighborhood. That's why people say, why you? I got a big house down south and all that. Everybody say, why are you stuck in Brooklyn? Because I can't leave these children without any understanding.
And that's,
you know,
the truth.
And they're part of me. And to other people, I might be this, but just to see how much these people love me in Brooklyn, just alone. I just can't leave them. I think if I leave Brooklyn, like, Pop Wu ain't Brooklyn no more. Like, I don't know, because I'm always in everybody's business. Like, nothing goes down in Brooklyn without me knowing. You know what I'm saying? This is my home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I was born here in King County Hospital. I was born in Brownsville. You know?
Yo, Brownsville, wow. My grandmother was at East New York and Rockaway Avenue.
Yeah, Power Street and Blake, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
We never ran, never will. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Shout out to BK. You know what I'm saying? Hey, right, man.
If you can survive Brownsville, you can survive anything.
That's for real. You ain't lying about that one. Wow.
Shit. Wow. That's what we're doing. But you know something? I'm even more in tune with Wu-Tang right now. I think another one, Wu, might come. Because I see me doing a lot of little things that they trying to. Because, see, they all got love. If they all got love for me, and if it ain't no problem with me, then it shouldn't be no problem with y'all. And they start to see. It's going to take a little minute, though. But Ray, I think this album that's Ray doing right now.
What's the name of the album? What's the name of the album? Get tell the people the name of the album.
Yeah, Ray don't want nothing. I can't. Oh, Bill for Triple H. Oh, I can give you that. It's only Bill for Triple H, too. All right, I'll give you that.
Why don't you give him everything? But, you know.
Now, I got to be careful what I say, because this one might bring everybody back, because a lot of them on this album. But it's so hot. I mean, come on, everybody loved this one right here. Even all the DJs, everybody love it. You know, so. If this work out, I think everybody will come back and do another album. Because Ray found the elements. He's a chef. You know, when he go in the kitchen and start cooking shit up, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
See, what they were looking for anyway, a change in music. You know, that's why I try to tell Rhythm. It's not that. They just looking for a change. They want to try other things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the whole thing was. Because Rhythm want to do his music and they looking for other things.
So we get, is he going in a different direction in this new album, or what should we expect out of this new album, The Cuban Link Part 2?
It's the same direction, but he let other people inside this time. When Wu-Tang was always to our side, we had to go do chambers on our own.
Oh.
But now, you know, you got some Dre, you got Busta helping him out, you know, Mm-hmm. You know, they
well, that's what's
in the corner. You know, in the corner, they got Q-Tip in the corner now. You know, so it's different now. You got other people involved with this. Before, RZA was just and did the album.
Wow.
And whatever did, that's what it was.
Yeah,
so now you got.
Yeah. Go ahead, Papa Wu. Go ahead, Papa Wu.
I said, so now you got Raekwon with an album in his hand that he's putting together, but it's coming from his mind now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's saying nothing. He's getting the beats that. Because it changed. Everything changed. You know what I'm saying? They got Dre beats, Dre doing beats. A lot of producers is on this album, and a lot of people working with them on this album, helping Ray with this Cuban Link 2 album, you know?
That's what's up. Y'all heard it first, man. Raekwon dropping a hot Cuban Link joint, man. Bust a couple of people on the joint, man. It's going to be fire, man. If you a true fan, man, you're going to love this one right here. But you heard it first. Papa Wu put a stamp on it, man. Cooking up in the kitchen. The recipes is in there, man. For real. Papa Wu, man, we got some callers on the line, Papa Wu. Yeah. 678, you're live in the building with your man, Papa Wu. What it do, fam?
What it be, what the biz, BX stand up. This is Lady Most. What up, Lushy Lush? Long time no talk to Papa Wu. I've been down since the days of before the Wu, baby.
What's up, girl?
Yeah, I'm talking about and the girl come do me cold chilling days. Don't let me throw it back on you like that.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that. Hold up, line. My boots in the background calling me. I just wanted to say that, you know, I got a lot of love, a lot of respect for the Wu. I got mad respect for what you do. I haven't seen you in a minute. Yeah, you may not remember, but I definitely want to just say y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Again, my condolences out to the whole Dirty family and the whole Wu family. I mean, you know, one person sometimes is the main one to hold that family together, but sometimes that family needs to recognize everything happens for a reason. Not that they don't, but, you know, sometimes you got to put it into the universe and drop it like a pebble in the pond and let the ripples continue to flow.
Don't say you ain't see me in a minute. You always going to see me because we see each other through the mind.
All day. Third eye. I got you. Yo, off the record real quick. Yeah, off the record real quick. Lushy Lush, make sure I get that connect so I can talk to Papa Wu on my show.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You know, that's what's up. It's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? Papa Wu was a good dude. He dropping that knowledge, them jewels for the people, man, for real.
That's right. I had y'all locked in.
Yo, that's what's up, most ladies.
All right, Papa Wu, see you in the third eye. Make sure you help me get that connect on the worldwide radio box so I can get you in.
All right, peace and love. You know, positive education right. Always elevate a lot of children. Peace.
All day. Power Wu, all day. All right. Peace. All right, Lushy Lush.
All right, that's what Lady Most is live in the building, man. Yo, I mean, you are very, very respected, you know, Papa Wu, and it's an honor to even have you on the show, seriously, because I know you're a busy person, Papa Wu.
It's an honor for me to do this, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. It's not just honor for me being there. It's honor that people still want to hear my voice like that, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that because you don't know what that do. I found the fountain of you. And the fountain of you, I be 53 years old, and my fountain of you is that when y'all give me that type of response, I'm young all over again. A lot of people don't tell nobody my age. Did I tell anybody my age?
I think you did, Papa Wu, but you don't look your age, Papa Wu, because Papa Wu, you look. I seen the pictures, Papa Wu. I think it's that Indian you got up in there. I think it's that Indian.
But you know what I'm saying? That's all I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was young, I was in a abandoned building, all kinds of stuff. It was rough for me.
Wow.
The only thing I could get back. This dude, if I could tell my story, you know what I'm saying? It's real, though. And I've seen a lot come, and I've seen a lot go. And I always ask myself, how far did Dow travel? And I say, I'm a traveling dimension as far as my mind takes me. And that's as far as I can see. And all I see is understanding through these children. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I know. I can't do nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Help these children and set them on the right path and give them the proper knowledge of themselves.
Papa Wu, what did you think was the hardest adversity that you feel like you had to deal with, you know, just being in the industry, you know, and being the leader that you are?
making them, the industry, understand a person like me, because they looked at it at first as that I was brainwashing them and was trying to stick a pin earlier and telling them to stay away from Papa Wu, you know, because the way I was talking, you know, because, you know, most of the industries and industry companies own, but you know, the people that they own by, but I don't want to put that out there.
Yeah,
so somebody think that I'm
put no names out there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't ever understand it because they didn't see that in hip-hop before. That they had a spokesperson for them. See, they had somebody to speak for them. And I came with pure knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And so when I came, that was the hardest thing for them to adjust and for me to adjust, that they accepted me this way. Some accepted it and some didn't. That's why Rizzo used to always tell me, don't take no money from nobody. And I made them all owe me a favor. Favor I want from you. When it comes down to my boys, don't say nothing. Don't try to assassinate them on the radio. Don't do nothing, or I'm coming at you. That's the only thing. That's why you never see nobody win at anything like that on the radio and trying to come at them like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I made sure, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Be righteous, and that's all I see in them. And we're not going through all that. So the hardest thing I had to do is just keep the wolves away, keep the pit bulls off their ass and stuff like that.
Wow. That's some deep stuff right there, Papa Wu. We got one more caller. I know we got Farrah on the line. I'm going to do their interview right after yours. But I know they might have some questions for you, too, because, you know, you're an OG. You definitely can, you know, give them some pointers because they up-and-coming artists. Farrah, y'all got some questions for Papa Wu?
You Papa Wu, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, baby, man? What's going down? Talk to me, man.
Yeah, what up, man?
Man, I like the words, man. The knowledge is definitely spreading, man. I like that.
Yeah. Did you check out Original Thought? You go to OriginalThought.com. I'm on the internet. You can hear all my speech, man, everything I do. Go to OriginalThought.com.
Okay. We'll do that.
Man. Yeah. Well, I'm putting it in like that because I'm the last of the Mohicans, man. You know what I'm saying? All right.
That's what's up, man.
And, you know, that's all I got to do, man, is just give the knowledge, man. Give the person back their foundation, man, because knowledge is the foundation of all things that exist, man, in a man's mind. So I give you back your foundation to make you aware. Knowledge also means to be aware of everything that you do. Some brothers just do things and they're not aware of what they do and don't know by every situation that you do is always a repercussion behind it. And that's what people I learned today, that people don't look. There's always a repercussion. You know what I'm saying? It's a tit for a tat. Whatever you put in, that's what you get out. No more, no less. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. Yeah, you know, we for real, man. We just trying to come out, man. You know what I mean? And see what's popping out there.
All right, here it goes. What y'all trying to do?
Well, I mean, music we are kind of like, we dealing with is hip-hop, reggae, and soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixture of that. It's just not just hip-hop. It's a mixture.
You create that buzz for yourself, and let me tell you something. Use that internet, man. Make
yeah,
that internet work for you.
Right.
All right.
That's what we
make
want,
that work
man.
For you, and it'll turn out better for you, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Definitely appreciate that, man.
Yo, that's advice I'm going to give you. Use that internet wisely, man. For real. Just put all your stuff up. I mean, if you throw some mud on the wall, brother, right, it's going to slip off, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you throw enough mud on that wall, it'll stick, and then that wall becomes a mud wall. All
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we know one thing. That power will tell you, a power only got one time to explode.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man.
One time.
That's right.
And they don't explode right then and there, then you mess up. You know what I'm saying? And now is what you're doing, and take advantage of what you are doing now. You take advantage, because the only way it's going to happen will be the way you want it to be done if you do it and focus on what you're doing. You can't do 1,000 things at one time.
I feel you on that.
Just focus on it, man, and it'll work for you. I learned, I don't do no talking about a lot of things. I just do it and let it happen. I found out a lot of things happened in my life just me shutting my fucking mouth. Excuse my expression, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just a man being dumb, deaf, and blind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
You dropping them jewels, man. For real.
You remember how I put a genie and you get 3 wishes and stuff like that? But everything reflects back. Whatever you put out, if you put something, if you say to yourself that I want to do this, if you don't talk about it, it'll happen. Trust me. when you talk about it, you put a now you put a defense on it. Because you told the next person take it and tell it this way, and the next person do that. But if you just keep it to yourself, and if you just keep it to yourself and just let it happen, trust me, it'll reflect back to you. It'll happen. You say, oh, I used to get caught up in bills, and I never worry about it. Like, people get stressed out. Oh, man, I had to come up with this 10 G's. And out of nowhere, on that day that shit's supposed to happen, I get a check in the mail. And somebody call me up, yo, come down here, I got this for you. I remember when I did that song with Mary J, I was messed up.
Okay.
And she hit me off lovely. That song with me, Ghost and Mary. All I got is you.
Right.
And at that time, I was going through a lot of things. And me and her sat in the studio and talked. And told her, said, well, you all right? You know what I'm saying? You don't send me a talk. But everything worked out. I ain't never told nobody that. I said, because they ain't going to believe me anyway. I was chilling with me, Mary, chilling, all that. But I ain't never told nobody. But whatever happened, it came to pass, and it happened just like that. Because you got to be positive. Your mind has got to be focused on one thing. Whatever you're doing, don't let your mind drift until that situation is completed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's worth it every time, trust me. That's why God, let me tell you something. Anything that problem that a man have is a problem with itself. You're a problem solver.
Right.
But you just got to know how to solve it with yourself, because people love you. You don't understand how they love you because they don't know you. But through your wisdom, they will see your power. All you got to do is execute it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And once you execute it, it'll work, brother. Trust me. It will. I seen God in the heavens, and I seen God in the earth. I've never seen God in hell.
Wow.
There ain't no fire escape in hell. Yaku did not build prison houses for his people. And he damn sure didn't build them for himself.
Right.
Anything that happened in a man's life, you do that to yourself because you give up.
Right.
See, I've been tried, denied, and I'm willing to be tried again.
Right.
That's why you got to weigh all facts and circumstances and find truth to your own judgment of rightness as being a man or a woman. Who can judge for you? Who can represent you? Only thing people can do with the things that you're doing in your life is assist you.
That's some deep
thoughts right there,
Papa Wu.
Maybe that's why
you're
doing this to me, baby girl.
Wow, Papa Wu, you giving him the jewel, Papa Wu, tonight.
I mean, I go in like that. It's like y'all make me be real. See, I'm so real that, and I can feel your heart. You see, when y'all talk to me, I can feel what's inside you.
Right.
And the same thing that it took to create you and create me, it's the same element.
Right.
This is why we talk. This is why we can communicate with one another. Because we're from that same plane of energy. And we're trying to make all minds one.
And that's the truth.
Everybody, brother asks me, and they say, why are you so... I'm freedom. My name is Freedom Allah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so free like that. I don't hide nothing from nobody. It don't cost nobody to get anything out of me. You know what I mean? But truth and righteousness. That's why the universe is balanced and scale. The whole universe is balanced on a scale of divine judgment. And it was only measured by the proportion of a man's self-knowledge. This is why no man couldn't judge for another. And these men must weigh all facts and circumstances and find truth through his own judgment of righteousness. It's being a man.
Wow. Whoa, okay. Dang. Papa Woo, man, I mean, you is getting it in. Oh, my God, like. I mean, people, man, yo, Papa Wu is laying down the jewel. So, I mean, if y'all didn't have a pen and a pad, man, y'all done lost your mind because Papa Wu is going in tonight. we got one more caller, and then I'm going to ask you two more questions, and then we're going to go to a commercial and come back with Karol.
I'm with you because I feel that vibe just right now. I'm with you all the way. We're going to go all the way.
Yo, I love you, Papa Wu, man. You is giving them the knowledge, and that's what the youth needs, Papa Wu, for real.
Nobody willing to open up the radio station like that and let me go in like that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not conventional, traditional radio. This is Lush Radio Online. Support independent entrepreneurs and business owners. And Cash is basically trying to teach people through music. Real music, real talk for real people, man. I'm bringing this caller real quick. 856, you're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush and Papa Wu. What it do?
Yo.
What up?
Hey, Papa.
Talk to me, baby. What's up, man?
Hey, man. I just checked you out. Thanks for emailing me, man. I'm checking you out from my my name's Michael. I'm here from Southern New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the band together. I just put out 2 CDs in the studio. Bass player, 26 years. And man, I love your little radio show here, man. And I love your little spiritual talk that you just had with that gentleman.
Yeah.
Because you are so on key that when you put, you know, you can't iron your pants if you don't plug the iron in.
So,
you know, you can't, people don't realize that there's a spiritual side to you. And unless you plug in, you know, you can't tap into that graciousness and that goodness.
True, man.
And, you know, God always blesses the humble and the lowly in spirit. So I just want to thank you for that, man. Thanks for educating people in that respect. And, you know, I just called in. I mean, I don't know much about what you're about. You know, I'm actually published by a small publishing company, Bottom Lip Music Publishing. I want to throw this out to the people out there, and if you can help me out with it. It's www.soldout, S-O-L-D-O-U-T, .ning.com. And it's a website where you can network your music, network your, you know, any cause you want. It's basically for independent musicians, but I want to let people know it's out there. And we're out there to help each other, man. We all give each other a helping hand and network with each other and fans and so forth. So I want to throw that out there to people that, you know, independent people that are looking, that, you know, sending CDs out. If you're not represented out here in the business world, they're not going to listen to you unless you get a great break, man.
That's right.
So if you got a true leader like Papa Wu that can guide you, you know, that got your back in the industry, because it's a dog game out here, man.
Yeah. Well, that's great, and that's what I wanted to say too, man, because I just popped you up on my website just now. You know, I'm checking my email and everything. And I want to say you're doing a great thing, man, because, you know, there's some great guys out there, but it is a business. And you know, I'm a little older, so I understand the business a little better now, but I have gained a little wisdom. But you know what? Like you said, you gave great advice. If it's in your spirit, it's in your heart, if it's something that you really love, it'll be drawn to you automatically. As long as you stay positive. You stay positive, and if you're a true entertainer, man, let me tell you something. I just start playing live again, and I'm scared to death when I go on stage for about the first 15 seconds. But let me tell you, man, once I get my thing off and once, you know, I just block everything out, it just happens. So, you know, I actually wrote a song on my second CD inspired by my 2 children, and it's called Confidence is No Coincidence. You can check me out on soldout.ning.com. You can also check me out on MySpace at Nevermind the Hurt. Check it out, man. You guys are going to love the music.
So what's your name again?
My name is Michael. And
Michael,
the name...
It's really, really great. You know, I know Papa Wu got a couple of things to say to you.
Yeah, it's cool. I ain't going to
really
hang too long.
We thank you so much for calling in and really, you know, honoring Papa Wu. He dropping the knowledge. Papa Wu, I know you got a couple words for him, Papa Wu.
Yeah, man, I appreciate everything you just kicked with me, man. And that's most positive, you know what I'm saying? Everything you got to get past, things that's not unreal to you. I deal, see, what make me so merciful in the heart and cold-blooded in the mind? Because, see, I'm merciful by choices, man, because I have to be merciful, because a lot of things out here that you see is always appear to be. But when actuality, when you get up on it, it really ain't.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
The
word says be gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent.
Yeah.
So you gotta have that balance, and you know, it takes time. I mean,
back
you know, sometimes
that's
balance. That balance, man. Once you gain that balance and you know who you are, like I said, that song Confidence is No Coincidence, I wrote it about my 2 boys. They were fighting one morning, and I was going to the studio, and I needed a song. And, you know, I went downstairs, grabbed the acoustic guitar, and I wrote it in about 10 minutes. But part of it's not the arrogance, it's the confidence.
Michael, I'm sorry to cut you off. I know you're about to drop all that. Just tell them real quick where they can check you out, because due to the fact of the time, I have 2 interviews,
Okay, great, great. Yeah, I want to get out of here. You guys have been more than kind. It is www.soldout.ning.com.
Okay.
And my
name
is Michael C. Herbin.
Thank you so much, Michael. You have a wonderful and blessed day.
You guys
you so
too,
much.
And I'll check back with you. And God bless all you, man.
God bless you too.
Bye
Thank
now.
You. Bye. That's what's up, man. Papa Wu getting that love tonight, man. Papa Wu. Go ahead, Papa Wu. Oh, the last thing that I wanted to say to you, Papa Wu, was, the first one was, what are some of your highlights of, you know, being in the industry and being that leader for Wu-Tang? And then I'll go into the next question, and then, you know, we'll wrap it up.
What got me more? That I got to travel around the world. I got to travel around the world 3 times and tell the world what I felt in my heart. You understand? From
mm-hmm.
my perspective, I got to tell the world, you understand, about the knowledge that I have, that you know what I'm saying, teaching the truth to the world the way I've seen it. And that's
mm-hmm.
been good. And I've been around 3 times. You know what I'm saying? I was in Japan, and when I was in Japan, I seen the Japanese. They had dreadlocks and afros.
Mm-hmm.
I had a person with me that was escorting me around Japan. He didn't know no English, and I ain't know no Japanese, but we hung out. We knew what everybody, each other was talking about.
Yeah, man. Music is a universal language, man. It is what it is.
Right, you know, that always touched me how I got a way to touch the world, you understand, with this knowledge that I got of myself, you know?
And that's the truth. And the last thing I wanted to ask you, Papa Wu, was if you can give any, I know you dropped a lot of jewels, but if you, key points that you want to tell an up-and-coming artist that's trying to get in the game, that's hungry and all that, the key points that they need, that's advice that you want to give them, you know.
All right, number one, for your young brothers out there that's going into this thing here, go to school, man. I will tell you to do this. You know
hold on. Let me give you something for that one, Papa Wu. Let me give you something for that one. Woo-hoo! Papa Wu! I'm sorry, I work at a high school, so I had to go ahead, Papa Wu.
Yeah, and for your young brother. Yeah, and another thing, that it ain't all about sex, man. If you can't make love to a woman man's mind, you can't do nothing to her body, man. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, man. Everything is, we got to go start from mental, then thinking physically. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and like I said again, for all you young brothers and sisters that's coming into this music world, go to school first. You know what I'm saying? Then make this your second priority. You know what I'm saying? Make your school and everything first, and then make this your second. And they always say, thou shalt honor they moms and pops. I don't care if your pops are fucked up or your mom, man, you honor them because they gave you life. See, that's a real personal balance, because you can't judge for your mother and you can't judge for your father or the situation or whatever your life turned out to be. You understand? You just honor them that you're still here because you didn't have to. It's just that now you got to find your way through hell. See, that's why we say L, right? L is the 12-letter in the alphabet, and it says love hell or right. You got to love the hell that you put yourself through to be right, because nobody put you through hell. When you was born and came through your mother's womb, you was born pure. So as you went through the first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, you started meeting people, and you started going through things, so you started adapting to things in the world that led you in the course that you are in now. So you caused all these things to happen to you, not your mother, not your father. Because the same things that you grow up with is the same things you go down with. All right? So honor your mother and father. Go to school, get an education. Papa Wu can't mess with you, man. For real.
Well, that's what's up, Papa Wu. Papa Wu, it's an honor, ultimate honor, and may God, you know, bless, you know, the whole family and ODB fam, the whole family, you know what I'm saying, and God rest his soul. And, you know, it's a true tragedy, you know what I'm saying. He was a great talent, you know, and a wonderful person. And, God bless you, man, Papa Wu. I'm so honored to have you on here to just as a spiritual leader.
That you give me the chance.
Yo, I want you, whenever you have a chance where we have panels and stuff, just for you to just drop knowledge for the youth, because sometimes I have points, like, even if you can come on the show, on my other show, and just come on and just drop a couple of, you know, knowledge and stuff, you know what I mean?
Where is it at?
I have a Friday show on another station, too, you know, so, I mean, you can come in. It's online also, Papa Wolf, you know. It's online, too. It's online, too, Papa Wolf. You know, just
so
to get a...
So what you do is plug me in, you know, personally, you know what I'm saying, you just plug me in.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, Papa Wolf, I need you to do this, man. So you call me a day ahead of time, and I'll do anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care how I'll do it.
Oh, man, I love you, Papa Wolf, man. I'm giving you an imaginary hug right now, Papa Wolf. I love you, man, for real.
You ain't
felt it? I felt it, Papa Wolf. Yo, I got one last caller, and then, you know, before I take the caller, man, tell the people where they can find all your speeches and where they can get connected with you, Papa Wolf.
Yeah. You can go to originalthought.com. You can go to MySpace/7PapaWolf. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go to YouTube, and you get on YouTube, just type in Papa Wolf, and everything will work. All right?
Around, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. This one last caller, and then we're going to go and hit that killer bleep, give you some of that woo, and then we're going to come back with Favar and get into the nitty-gritty. So, Papa Woo, we got one more last caller. Caller from the fight. I think this is Doc. What up, Doc?
What's going on, Lady Lush?
What's popping, man? We got the world-renowned, the teacher, the leader, your man, Papa Woo, live in the building, man.
What's going on, Papa Woo?
Man, I just told you I'm on this radio. Don't do that to me, man.
I'm on
the
show.
Yeah, peace and love, man.
Peace. Man, it's a blessing and honor to talk to you, my brother, man. You know, I've been following the clan for a long time, you know what I'm saying? It was a real big fan of the crew. Love everybody coming out the clan. You know, I just call in to show my respect, you know?
Right.
That's what it is.
What's going on? Talk to me, baby.
Man, I'm out here, you know, I'm just out here in Tucson, Arizona, holding it down, you know what I'm saying? I'm a mixtape DJ also as well, you know what I mean? Just, you know, trying to do my thing in my one and twos, you know, trying to stay proper and, you know, right and exact in everything that I do.
Yeah, I remember the journey that I made to Arizona.
Yeah, I was trying to make it out there, but by the time I got a chance, it was already sold out. So
yeah,
I had a chance to go.
Yeah. Viacom and them invited me out there one time, you know?
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, I was in Arizona, you know what I'm saying? It was nice, but the brother Gorilla wrote the book, A Message to the Black Man. I was with Cedric X and them, and we all chilled out with it in the house of Elijah Muhammad. That was a hell of an experience for me, you know? It was real deep.
Yeah, definitely. It had to be.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
tough.
So that thing is good, though, man. Yo, man, you going to school?
Man, right now, my wife graduated. She's got a master's degree in small business management. I'm actually getting ready to go back myself, finish up my degree in radio broadcasting and probably management.
Yeah, that's positive. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of times you got thoughts, just don't talk about it, just go ahead and do it and be about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's all day, every day. Yeah, I've been plotting this for a while, so. I was really waiting for her to finish up because I knew she was so close around the corner.
Right.
Actually, as of Monday, she received her master's degree. So, you know, definitely next few weeks.
Give her all my blessings, man.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate it.
Word, man. Tell her Pop Wu said, man. Much respect.
Right. Definitely. Well, I just wanted to call in and show mad respect, Lux. I got to go cook dinner for the family. So, you know, I had to call.
You heard that? You got to go cook dinner. That's right, man. Do what you got to do. That's a man. Do what you do, baby.
Yes, sir.
You got to say the right thing to keep it. When you say you going to do the cooking, that's positive, man. Go on, do what you do, man.
Doc Holliday is definitely a good dude, and I respect him. I put a stamp on everything he do. You know,
yeah.
And I respect my dude right there. Definitely doing his thing.
Man. That's why I said it when he said, you got to go put the food on. That's me. I cook. Man, y'all don't know the shot. Yeah, see, a lot of things y'all know about Pop Wolf. Pop Wolf, man, I cook for them. They take to a person's heart is your stomach. That's why they love me.
So, I play that, Papa Wolf.
We're going to get, we're going to look something. Something's going to come up. and I'm going to have you come through. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Papa Woman, one more time, man. Tell the people where they can check you at, man. And we're gonna go into the to a little bit of Wu Tang, and we're gonna come.
.com and type in Papa Wu. You can go to YouTube, type in Papa Wu. You can go to MySpace/7 Papa Wu.
Y'all can just Google Papa Wu, man. He'll pop up. Papa Wu all over the place, man.
Anywhere on the internet, if you type in Papa Wu, you'll see me.
Mhm.
Trust me. Because, you know, right now, it's feeling me right now. So, you know, it's most positive. They're giving me the light right now where, you know, the industry and everybody, they really feeling me. They're letting me be me this time. Because, you know, they always had a way about me because, you know, Pop will beat you up. Boy.
Pop,
you can't
stop beating people up. Pop will beat you up, boy.
I ain't putting short in these niggas. I will knock you out.
Oh, man, Pop, we got to put the boxing gloves down, Pop will.
That's what they keep telling me, yo, slow down, we got it now. But everybody out there, they respecting me now, you know, and I respect them, and they love it. It ain't like that. I just tell them, I'm a businessman. When it's about business, I take care of my business. You fuck with my business, that's what makes me act wild. You understand?
I got to send a quick shout-out. Shout-out to the consultingguy.net who actually sponsored this interview with Papa Wu. So I got to send a shout-out to him. You know, check out his article that he did on Papa Wu. It's all over the internet, man. It's getting a buzz. You know what I'm saying? This is exclusive. Lush Radio giving y'all the exclusive with Papa Wu. Papa Wu, we love you on Lush Radio Online, and we're going to do more work with you. We're going to have you on the show dropping knowledge from Jules. And we love you to death, Papa Wu, and whatever you got pushing, we push it 100% over here on this side, Papa Wu.
And I love you, too, and don't worry about it. I got that special plate for you.
I need my plate, Papa Wu, because I know you be putting recipes up in there, man.
I got you.
That's what it is, man. I love you, Papa Wu. I'm going to call you on the flip side, man. You know what I'm saying? So
You got my math anyway. You got my number. So, you know what I'm saying? Not just ready to hit me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, just kick it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's all love, Papa Wu. You know who it is. You know what I'm saying? And I love you.
And you know what I'm saying? You feel free. You can always call me. Just call me, man. Yo, Power, what's up, man? I'm going through this load. I'm always willing to give any kind of advice. Just call me. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you that anyway. I was like, yo, Power, who you want to be my advisor, dog?
Yeah, that's real talk.
That's what it is. I love Papa Wu, man. I love you, Papa Wu. I love you to death. I want to call you on the flip side. We're going to get him a little bit of that Killer Bees from Wu-Tang, and then we're going to come back and talk to Farrah. Love you. Bye, Papa. Love you.
Baby, I love you, too.
That's all what right. It is, man. All right,
you
later.
You all right?
That's what it is, man.
Right. Yes,
Killer Bees, Wu-Tang, Papa Wu was live in the building on Lush Radio Online. When we come back from this song, man, we're going to have Farrah, up-and-coming duo, doing they 1-2. Let's get it in. Nija in the building, consultingguy.net. Let's get it in.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas, and my niggerettes. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, showgun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine, blind, forensic. I inspect, view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and bam, footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap.
sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots. We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary Donna talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise through the God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day coming. Conquer, it's war. Allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step makes the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom. Trigger lives with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful. Music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Bright as wax, apparone, rotating ring.
March of the wooden soldiers. These cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beat travel like a vortex. Through your spine, to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal, like Grand Central Station. Program fat bass lines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families save the ashes. A million names on walls engraved to plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for the act. Another heart is torn, close ones mourn. Those strayed niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is the gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ali takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Living life in gray and black. Room is on my man's rack. Codeine was tossing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced the scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get block mission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Drew Ali. Came in threes. We like the den of beast. That's so season these degrees. It's earth.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. We had your man Papa Wu live in the building, giving you that, dropping that knowledge, that ill knowledge for the people, man. And up next, you know we got the one and only representing from my country, Naja, live in the building, full raw, a duo giving you a little bit of that reggae, hip-hop, man, alternative, man, and they going down. Woo! Representing from my country, man, for raw. Y'all
yeah,
live.
That's right.
What
that's
a do,
right.
Family, what a do, family. For
raw.
That's what it is, man. I feel with Papa Wu. Papa Wu was definitely dropping some knowledge, wasn't he?
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Wow.
That is... That's unbelievable, man. That's knowledge, that's experience, that's life.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And we got to give y'all the Lush Radio welcome right there. We got to give you the clap, too, man. All
right. Nice.
We also got to give you props, too, Lush.
Hey, nice job, the building.
Yeah, we giving you props.
You giving me props, man.
Thanks for having us.
For having us,
man.
You know.
It's always love, man. I love my Naija people, man.
Yeah, right. Man. I did. You did.
That's what it is, man. Farrar, man, you know what I'm saying? Where did you get the name Farrar from, you know?
Yeah, the name Farrar actually came from my alias, my AKA, Farmalicious, and Mr. Raw himself. So a combination of Farmer, my first, you know, Farmer and Raw, we just combined it together and we came up with the name Farrar. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man.
So,
I mean, Farrar, man, you know, y'all definitely coming in. Y'all representing from Nigeria. Y'all got a mix of, you know, Nigerian, American, Jamaican. You know, explain the whole chemistry, the whole pot of the mixture that you got going on with your music.
You got that, guys.
All right. The way it is, though, I was always into reggae music. You know, I go back to the days of Bob Marley. You know, and I've been following reggae music.
Hold on, sorry. Tell the people which one are you in the group so they know, so they can familiarize.
Oh, yeah. This is Farmalicious.
Okay.
I'm the guy that actually does the reggae music and, you know, a little bit of R&B. You know, just mix it up a little. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Mr. Raw. The hip hop you hear, the voice behind that is me.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So we came out about it, my cousin and I, actually that's my cousin, Mr. Raw. So we came up with a concept, you know, as far as, you know, he known that I'm interested in reggae music. I like reggae music, you know. That's something that I've always been into. So, and he's always been into hip hop. He's been with bands, groups, and everything, you know, back in the day and stuff. But you know, his skills and my skills, man, we've been practicing sometimes just doing it for fun. But we came to the realization that wow, we got something here, you know, hip hop, reggae. Let's see what we can do with this. Let's see how far it can go, you know. But it started as an experiment. We put our music out there, and, you know, and what we got in return, the response was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So from there, man, Farrar was born, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was that's how Farrar actually came out with the concept of, you know, bringing reggae and hip hop to the scene and stuff, man. It was something different.
I hear you guys actually opened up for the Fugees. Was that right? Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. Raw.
Mr. Funk, like Farmalicious that mentioned. Before we became a group, I was in numerous groups before that, and in one group I was in, we called ourselves Down Low, and it was a thing where we was driving by this park. And they had like a stage set up for, I guess, some audition. And parked the car, took part in it, and we happened to be picked. And when we got picked, we was able to open the show for the Fugees. When he first came out, I mean, I'm talking about when your man, Wyclef had a ball. I mean, he got a ball head now before he started growing his dreads. He got that joint back in the days, the Mona Lisa. You know what I mean?
Ain't on Friday, and if you're
That's
busy,
right.
I wouldn't mind to get that.
So we fell up on the stage and blessed it. I met El Boogie back then, you know, and that was
man, how was that? How was that experience being in the presence of El Boogie? Come on, El Boogie. El Boogie, I love you. Shout out to El Boogie.
It was quite interesting. I mean, we fell up, you know, we did our thing, and it's like, I just kicked back and relaxed and was just trying to get, you know, the audience view on it, and it was all right. It was all right. It was good, you know. It's a good experience.
That's what it is. We got a couple of callers on the line, man, you know what I'm saying, that want to get it in with y'all, man, you know.
All right.
We got a couple of questions, man. 917, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Farrar, representing Naija Nigel America giving you a mix of all of that.
Peace, Queen.
What's up, Queen? Love you, girl.
Love you, too. You know, I have to call on to check in, and y'all represent Nigeria. I represent Puerto Rico, and it's Caribbean all the way. You already know.
Oh, all right. That's my girl. Yeah, Emma at E2K Magazine, one of the hottest magazines empowering women and highlighting women. And shout out, we asking for y'all guys' help to come through March the 8th. We're going to do a coke drive. You know, in honor to a fallen DJ, you know, that's been actually helping out the community and stuff, and I want him up to New York to go donate coats. And Emma is definitely, you know, the sponsor of that, and Lush Radio and Street Queens, the movement, and various other people. And you know, you always on the check-in. It's always love when you come through, Emma.
You already know. I came to the dollar store real quick to buy something, but I have to call it. I'm about to get on the line. I don't want people to look at me like I'm damn crazy. But, you know, enough respect to y'all. I definitely have to call in and big y'all because, you know, y'all been around a really long time, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, often artists are over and underlooked, I always say, you know?
Right. Yeah, all right.
So definitely peace to y'all, and y'all just keep your head up and keep going because you definitely have fans out here.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, I love all right. Mama.
Please don't forget to call in tomorrow, and I'm going to check on you later. I gotta get online. Love you.
That's
talk to you tomorrow.
Love
bye.
You. Yeah, we got another caller, man. E2K Magazine, always in the building. I think this is my homeboy, Billy Blast, right there, that usually co-hosts with me. What's up, Billy? Is this Billy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
What's up, Billy? How you day, Billy? How you day?
I'm good. How you?
I'm doing good, man. We had Papa Wu earlier, but we got Farrar representing Naija.
Yeah,
Naija
all right.
Is in the building.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Thanks, man.
What's going on, man?
I don't know much.
Yeah, I was just listening on the check-in, man, on the coming out the 9 to 5 on the check-in, seeing what's going on.
All right.
Hey, I heard you said he's from Nigeria?
Yeah,
Nigeria is really playing a big part right now because I know there's a couple of artists that I work with closely on the production side that's from Nigeria. It's like three artists that I work with.
Yeah,
in the Maryland area, Maryland, D.C. area, like the DMV.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a couple of artists. That's one of them goes by the name of A-Bone.
A-Bone
we call him International Money, the Prince of Nigeria.
Okay.
Nawau.
Yeah, another artist that I work with is from Nigeria also. He goes by the name of Tone Star.
Tone Star, okay.
Yeah, when I was listening on the check-in, and I'm like, wow, Nigeria, that Nigeria's coming up right now.
Yeah, we trying to make a statement, man.
So like, you know? What is it that like I heard y'all opened up for the Fugees at one point in time.
Right. Well, that was back in the days when before we became a group, I, Mr. Royal, personally did that. I did that with another member I was with, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But right now, we're trying to, you know, our sound is a little different from what I had then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now
right.
We're bringing reggae, we're bringing hip-hop, and we're also bringing soul, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My cousin on the other line there, his name is Farmer. He does the reggae, and he also sings.
Yeah, that's right.
I do the hip-hop. And every now and then, you might hear like a little Yoruba or something in there, you know what I'm saying? Because what we truly are, we're Niger Americans, you know what I'm saying?
Niger Americans, that's a combination
right.
of
give
Niger.
Me some Efa and Supu, Amala,
yeah.
Amala,
we've been there. I mean, we got this one song called Home, and we're just talking about back home. I mean, you gotta really like listen to that, and you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll be coming from on that. It's some real stuff.
That's what
like,
I did.
Do y'all work with like anybody for like production outside of your camp?
Well, that's what we're trying. We're working on trying to work with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I would say. I mean, I spoke to this one producer one time, and I said to him, you know, you give us any music, whether it's rock and roll, country, I mean, Latin, you name it. We'll bless that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're open-minded. We're willing to work with anybody. It doesn't matter, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're just kind of a group that loves experimenting, you know, and bringing some new flavor to the spot, you know? We don't want to be very typical of, you know, okay, that is the kind of music they play. Nah, we want to experiment a little bit, try something different.
Right. And we're also on a MySpace for the listeners, viewers. I joined this www.myspace.com/FAMARAW.
That is Fama Raw.
That's right. So, you know, hopefully, I mean, somebody wrote that down.
Hey, Billy, you want to stay on the line? Because I want to give them a taste of this land. And they basically right. talking about a little bit about back home and, you know how we get down, you know, Niger style, you know.
Okay,
So we're going to give them a little bit of this land. Billy, stay on the line with us, all right?
Yeah, no question. I'm here.
Stay on the line, man. And I'm going to let y'all know, man, one of the hottest producers in the building, Vintage Beats. Man, Vintage Beats, 24 hours, you got to take it out of your computer or it's going to shut down, man. I'm talking about fire. I thought you did, man. For real, man. So it's definitely going down. So we're going to give you this land from Farrar. Yeah, right. Let's get it in.
Okay.
Farrar. For real. Represent the motherland. That's right.
Ha! This land that I come from, I can never let go. This land that I come from, has my heart and soul. Land that we come from, we can never let go.
And 3 million is the population in Africa. More than 1,000 languages spoken in Africa. Sudan is the largest country in Africa. Madagascar is the tropical island in Africa. Coffee plantation is flourishing in Uganda. The mountainous land in Africa is Rwanda. Ghana is the main export in Gambia. Copper is vital to the academy in Zambia. I eat in Bara, popular saga tea in Liberia. Okada is the quickest transportation in Nigeria. Lion of Judah is well known in Ethiopia. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest point in Tanzania. The world's biggest diamond producer is Botswana. The world's largest man-made lake is in Ghana. The deepest lake in Africa is Lake Tanganyika. One of Africa's most political country is Kenya. There's palaces, kings and queens in Africa. Culture, tribes and traditions are practiced in Africa. You want an African queen, then you need to visit Africa. The motherland is Africa. I thank God for Africa.
This land that I come from, I can never let go. This land that I come from has my heart and soul. Land that we come from, we can never let go. This land that we come from has our heart and soul.
The land that I pull up and grew, you know that I can never give up on you. Falling, but me mind upon you, Mama Africa. You know that I love you. I do not care what them people them say. This is not a virus. Are you them a blame from this day? I will give a weapon for political gain.
Is it true?
If you're wealthy, you can hide your shame.
But me man say I know who I am. Love my complexion.
I'm an African.
Your plan is to undermine the Yami motherland, right? Eradicate this land, but we resist resistance and so many fallen leaders, I call them shut down.
Why?
Them not canalize to their lives, so to bring them down.
We all know where the ammunition come from. Situation out of control, but me people stay strong.
This land that I come from, I can never let go.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Rabbit Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. We got Farrar, man. Y'all heard that hot, hot, hot that was in there, man. Hot, hot, hot fire from Farrar, man. Give me y'all a mix of little bit of, you know, that jazz, little bit of that hip hop, little bit of that reggae. Shout out to Legion of Beast, man, Mr. Official, you know, Exclusive Fashion and Furs, Polo, DJ Finesse, Papa Wu for dropping his knowledge earlier. And we going back to the lines for Raw, man, man. Tell us about that joint, man. You know what I'm saying? First of all, let's ask Billy's opinion, man. You a producer, Billy. How you feel about that joint, huh?
I like it. It makes sense.
Yo, that's what we all
exactly.
about, man. We all
get,
about setting,
like,
setting the message. You know,
like I have like a 10, like a between a 10 and 40 second rule, man. If I can't adapt to what you talk about within 10 to 40 seconds, then I'm skipping it to the next song.
That's the knowledge,
like,
man.
Okay, yeah, I like the message though.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Got the African history, man. You know.
Yeah, it's
and,
not just.
What
Africa's
all about, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Yeah, I'm gonna go let Billy get it in with them, you know what I'm saying? Billy, you got some questions to ask them, you know, in regards to what they doing.
Yeah, where y'all located at?
Well, we located in Providence, Rhode Island. It's a small state between Boston and Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with Rhode Island. Ace Diamond is from Rhode Island, right, Lush?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Ace Diamond. He's in Rhode Island. Shout out to DJ Finesse in Rhode Island. Shout out
right.
to Danny from World Premiere DVD out there.
Yeah,
who else out there? In Boston, shout out to Polo, Miss Toy, the consultant guy. Who else? Dang, there's a lot of people out there, man. Shout out to Damien out there, man. But Boston Rhode Island is definitely representing in the building, man, for real. What do you think is your hottest adversity being in the game, you know, and just representing from Niger?
I'll let you take that, Doug.
Wow. You know, the music out there, man. Trying to get our music out there is kind of it's been a challenge. But, you know, we're blessed by the fact that the internet, which actually, my partner in crime right here is taking care of business and stuff like the online thing and Reverb Nation and all that stuff, man, as far as like pushing the song out there. But we're doing our thing as far as like trying to figure out many ways as far as like getting the message out there. And we're also having this opportunity right here with you, putting us on the spot, you know, and reaching out to our audiences out there.
Hello?
Hello? Did y'all just dip off? Hello? Y'all still there?
We still here.
Sound like y'all was breaking up a little bit. You was talking and then... It sounded like you ain't have the white dude behind you with the glasses with all those people, man. What's up?
Your farmer.
Maybe he broke off. Your farmer. Oh, farmer dropped off. So, that's what the dead air is, man. Tell farmer, man, he gotta get the white dude with the glasses, man.
Yeah,
he needs that network behind him.
Yeah, man.
But you know what I'm saying? So I mean you can go ahead, man, you know what I'm saying? Even though you know, keep it moving, let's go, you know what I'm saying? And Fama, we still love you, Fama, you know. Make
yeah,
sure this time, man, you gotta have that network behind you, man, for real. You know what I'm saying, for real. Now wow, Niger. Go ahead
I can get him back in there. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, man, go ahead. We're gonna get him back on the line now. Niger Green, White Green. If you are representing for the Green, White Green, you need to call in at 347-826-7722. Now, wow, Niger in the building. Amala F4. Ha, moin, moin. Ah, ah. We live in the building. We bringing you a ta. Let's go. Yo, Billy, you've been in some African movies too, dog.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just going to hold it down because his line's not going through.
Yo, you know my man Billy been in some African movies, man. He's an African star out there, dog.
Are you serious?
Yo, yeah, this man Billy, oh my God, man. He's giving them the fire.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The movie that's coming out right now is not actually finished yet. We're still in the process of shooting. It's called Brotherhood.
Oh, Brotherhood.
Yeah, Brotherhood.
I think I might have heard that. Do you have trailers out already on the internet?
Yeah, it's a trailer out.
I think I might have seen the trailer of that.
Yeah, the guy that's shooting that weapon, right, and you see it coming, man, that's Billy, man. Now, wow, cheap.
All right, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man, we can probably link up some way, somehow, man, you know what I mean?
Hey, Billy, man, go ahead and throw that information so people could, you know, get in contact with you and, you know, for Raw, they can get in contact with you, Billy.
Yeah, for the production, if anybody want to reach out, you can always go to the MySpace, myspace.com/BVintage. That's BEVINTAGE. And you go to the website. It's vintagebeats.com. Beats is spelled with a Z. Also, we on the Reverb Nation. The name on Reverb Nation is Vintage Beats. So if you want to check out the Reverb Nation, we got a couple of tracks up there. That's basically all of the plugs that we have as far as the internet goes right now.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. He's on Twitter hard body too, man. Follow him on Twitter, man, for real. He's doing it every day, man. Yo, shout out Sirius Jones, man. The Sirius Jones month right now, man, and it's crazy, man. Billy is definitely on that project, you know, in that joint. I'm telling you, man, Billy might be the next Denzel. I don't know. I'm scared of him.
Y'all can look out for that. Y'all can actually check that out next week Tuesday. If I'm not mistaken, next week Tuesday on March 9th, it's going to be online. The movie is going to be online. It's for free. You know, you're going to be able to check it out at worldstarhiphop.com. But first and foremost, you'll be able to check it out at getserious.com. When y'all go there, y'all should register for that as well. Become a member. The movie will be out March 9th. It's called Life is Serious. If anybody's out there has heard, you know, Sirius Jones, we got a movie about him coming up in the game. I co-starred in the movie. Got a couple of records on the soundtrack as well. From Ventures Beach Productions, so that's a good look, which will be out March 9th. And March 9th, if nobody is familiar with it, it's a very important day because that's the day that Biggie passed, so we're going to bring some life back to that day. You know
that's
what I mean?
What
the movie life is serious.
That's what it is, man. And that's some real talk. Make sure y'all support that situation right there, man, because the movie is sick, man. So, you know, for all, like I said, man, what's the hardest? I mean, you talked about like the hardest adversity that you guys had. What do you feel is the highlight of Farrar the duo right now? What has been you guys' highlight?
Well, we're still working. See, the whole thing with Farrar was okay. We have history.
Mm-hmm.
Our history is that we was in a group for about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the group was, you know what I mean, we just didn't work it out, you know what I'm saying? So we split up, you know what I mean, financial issues, whatever. So for like for about like 2 years, that's when, like, Farrar was built up from 2006 up to now. And within that time, we came up with about at least 50 songs plus, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, I'm just doing it and doing it. And the thing was, we made these songs and wasn't doing any shows. So recently, it wasn't up to like somewhere last year, we started to like, okay, you know what? We need to start doing little shows, get the whole practicing thing going, you know what I mean? And we're starting to just do that. So pretty much, that's kind of like a highlight now. We like try to get on these little shows and just make that appearance match with the vocals. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what it is, you know what I mean? And we're trying to do music videos, you know what I mean? Set that off. Like I said, we have, you know, we got the MySpace on Rock a Load, the www.myspace.com/FANARAW. You know what I mean? We're on there like pretty much every day. We got some on Reverb Nation, ReverbNation.com/Farraw, FARAW. You know what I mean? We're up on that too. We're also on Facebook. You can type in FARAW on Facebook. So those are kind of the movement we're on right now. Just trying to push our music out there, actually get our name out there and get that exposure.
So what do you see in the future of Farraw?
Well, I see great things. I see, you know what I mean, right now we're being slept on, you know what I mean, because, again, we're coming from a state that's real small. And eventually what's going to happen is the name is just going to, you know what I mean, just spread out, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I foresee Farraw right now. You know, right now we're crawling, and gradually we're going to get to walking, you know?
Did you ever consider about putting some of your music in the Nollywood? Because you know they got Bollywood for India, but the Naija got Nollywood. You ever thought about featuring some of your music in the Nollywood movie?
I mean, if we have to connect to do that, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got plenty, 50-plus songs. Any songs they want, we can ship it all. It's nothing. It's just like every day we gain knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like your man Papa Wu earlier, you know what I'm saying? He gave us some knowledge. We learn from that. Every day we speak to somebody, we learn something new. Like right now, you just gave us an idea right just this second. That's knowledge right there. So definitely, we're going to look into something like that. That's definitely something to look into.
So how did you guys get connected with Issei? Shout out to Issei, AUD.
Yes, big ups to Issei. Again, on this whole MySpace thing, that's how we got connected with dude. He heard our music on the MySpace. Had interest in us, and we just started conversating back and forth. And then, you know, send music to him. You know, he got his own thing he's doing, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, the whole DJ movement. You know what I'm saying? The whole African DJ movement, you know what I mean? So we send our music to them. He spreads it out to his people, you know what I mean? So we can get a little exposure. And just somewhere last year, summertime, he came out here. Last year was the first time I ever met the dude, but for the longest time, was on a, you know what I mean? He's on the phone, you know what I mean? The Jack is talking back and forth, but he put us on to a show out in Boston, some Nigerian joint that was going on, and we went out there and we did our thing. They recorded that, you know what I'm saying? And it's somewhere out in New York. So, I mean, your man's always been with us 100%. In fact, he's the one that linked us up to you. So, it's all love, man. That's our big brother. Put it that way. He's our big brother.
Shout out to DC, man.
He went out to DC one time to do a show for him, too. You know what I mean? So, that's our big brother right there.
That's what's up. Shout out to Issei, AU DJs. He's definitely doing his thing. He's on my top friends list on MySpace, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. AU DJ. Now, wow, Naija, green, white, green in the building. We give
that's
you
right.
A tie. Come on, fire, baby. Fire. Now, wow.
What was the Facebook contact?
Oh, our Facebook contact is, it's just FA, and then, like, maybe, like, I think it's like a space, and then RAW. I was trying to build all that up and made a mistake and kind of put a space in between. Didn't really belong there, but they wanted a first and last name, so I was like, Fa and last name Raw. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Yo, your man Billy Blass is the king of Facebook. Your man is the king of Facebook, son. You want any information on how to work Facebook, your man Billy Blass?
I definitely need that because I know the MySpace better than that, you know?
Say Atlanta, Georgia.
Say again?
FA RAW.
Yes. FA RAW, yeah.
Okay, I see the picture with the two. Is it two brothers in the picture?
Yeah, and then there's a guy in the back with a tan folded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me with the shades on. Yeah, okay. That's me, man. So, you know, that's us. You could probably link our MySpace from there too. We use that pretty much as our website, you know. We have a website, but we'd rather just use the MySpace joint, you know. So it's been a big help for us.
That's what it is, man. And you need to get on that Twitter, man, for real. You need to get on that Twitter like it was yesterday. For real.
One thing about me, once a suggestion is made, I get on it like right away. I don't wait.
That's what it is.
You know?
And if you want to follow me on Twitter, Lush Radio Online, I'm on Twitter, Street Queens 81 online, Young Soldier 7 online, Madame Madonna, Cartier online, Billy Blast is on there also. So Twitter him also. We in the building. E2K Magazine online. We in the building. Twitter. I'm on Twitter as we speak right now.
That's what's up.
That's what it is, man. So, Farrar, if you can give any of these upcoming artists some advice about, you know, getting the game, what would it be?
I mean, I don't know if my advice would even touch anybody, but first thing is you got to be humble, you know what I mean? I mean, the game is a slow process. I mean, it's not like we're not even trying to be signed like that, but we're trying to get out there independently some way, somehow, you know what I mean? Because we even got a song about the whole industry, how they just try to just lock you down, you know, as a slave and all this, and we ain't, you know, that's another subject. But, you know, my advice to anybody trying to come up, be humble. Go out there, find out where different shows are. Get involved, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Keep it positive, have a message, you know what I'm saying, behind what you're saying, you know what I mean? Because that's key to anything, you know what I mean? That's key to anything. You're just going out there talking about chicken noodle or whatever, you know, I'm not dissing anybody, but still, you know what I mean? What we bring to the table is the knowledge, that's it, you know what I mean? Either something I experienced or I seen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing with my cousin.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
So you know I'm going to put you on the spot, right? Me and Billy always put somebody on the spot all the time. So you know you got to give us a little spit. You know you got to give us a little something, you know.
Which I want some live joints?
We want some live joints, son. Billy, you tell them how we do, man. We put people on spots, Billy.
it's what it is. Let me see. Well, actually, last time I spoke to you, a few times I spoke to you, I had this one verse. I said, all my verse sometimes, I don't even have it memorized like that, but I'll kick a little something right now. We got this one song called Never Give Up. And this one song.
Kick it.
Okay, so I'm going to just get right into it. It goes, life stressing. I feel I'm cursed to learn the lesson. My complexion, first striking the nation. What place rejected me? Inside feel agony. Even when they hire me, which slitted they fire me. Feel the world's against me, but with envy and jealousy. Brothers steady hating me, wanna see the death of me. Bad luck follows me, the state scheming on me. With mad guns aiming at me, feel trapped mentally. Reality entrapped me, at night sweating from hot degrees. This society's corrupt, just like those cops who bagged me. Behind bars, they had me. Released my stinking identity. Insanity possessed me. Pray to God to save me. Enemies surround me, seeking the fear inside me. But apparently, I'm protected from bad deeds against me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I got so much more than that. That's just a little, I mean, and that's a true story right there. I'm just laying down, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Trials and tribulation of life, you know?
Okay.
That's what it is, you know.
Billy, you got a last couple of words, man, before we wrap this up, man. Go ahead and give us some, you know, little 1-2, man.
Yeah, you know, we put the contact information out there already. You know, vintagebeats.com, that's the website. Facebook, you can get at me on Facebook. Send me an invite, William M. Holler. Facebook.com/BilliamMHoller. Reverb Nation. On the Reverb Nation, it's reverbnation.com/vintagebeat. MySpace.com/bvintage. Watch out for the movie. March 9th is coming out. Life is Serious on getserious.com. And Serious is spelled Ferius. GETSERIUS.com, March 9th. Check it out. Y'all send me an invite on the Facebook. I'm gonna post it up on Facebook in segments so y'all can check it out when y'all at the 9 to 5s or y'all sitting in front of the computer in the crib. You know what I mean? So look out for that. Shout out to all my peoples out there. There's a lot of y'all to remember, so I just want to spread love to everybody, to all my peoples. Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man.
I forgot too, because I'm trying to get used to using this, but Twitter, Billy Blass. Get at me on Twitter, Billy Blass, B-I-L-L-Y-B-L-A-S-S. You know what I mean? You know, if you do send me a follow, just give me a minute because I'm trying to learn how to use that. I stay getting tutorials from Lush because Lush is a Twitter queen. She stays running on the internet. If y'all need some internet or some or PR person, I recommend Lush for y'all because she's a monster. She's a monster on the PR. I'm telling you, she's a monster.
Oh, man. I love Billy, man. That's my dude. That's my brother from another mother, man. He definitely go hard with the beats, man. They fire. And literally, I'm not playing. Your computer will shut down if you don't take them damn beats. For real.
If you receive any emails for any tracks from Vintage Beats, there's a 24-hour clause that we put in with the tracks. You literally have 24 hours to get the music out of your computer, out of your email or whatever, because we don't want to be responsible for that heat melting down anybody's computer. So you really have a 24-hour window to get the music out of your email. Once it's on your computer, you're good. But if it sits in your email, it's like a ticking time bomb. You can't let that heat pass you up.
Well, man, it's crazy right there, man. Yo, the man Billy be giving you nothing but the knowledge, man. He supports good artists and doing good things. You know what I'm saying? I support people that's doing good things. And for all, I honestly support you guys. And Naija is in the building, and I always support where I come from. Naija.
Right. Naija.
If you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's how we do now. So, but for real talk, y'all doing some positive things. You know, you're giving out some positive music. I love the vibe. I love what you guys are speaking on. Shout out the fan that you know, got disconnected. But, yo, we love y'all, and we expect nothing but the best from you guys, man, for real.
All right. Appreciate that.
Yo, one more time for the people. One more time for your mind. Tell them where they can check you out, bro.
All right. It's www.myspace.com/FAMARAW. That's Fama Royal. Also on reverbnation.com/FARAW. And on Facebook, it's just, you know what I mean? You go on Facebook and then it's FA RAW. And you can get, you know what I mean? You can tune into all our music on there. We got big things coming up sooner or later by the end of this year. So, you know, stay tuned to us. You know?
That's what it is, man. Man, we love you. We support you, man. You know what I'm saying? Sirius Jones coming.
Too.
Yo, that's what it is, man. Man, I love y'all for real. Y'all definitely doing your thing. Shout out to the whole Rhode Island area. Y'all doing your thing. Shout out to my big brother, DJ Finesse. Shout out to Polo. Three Queens out there, Miss Toy. And Felicia Sabri. Danny from World Premiere DVD. Damien from out there, man. All y'all that's doing y'all thing out there in Rhode Island for Raw. Everybody, Street Queens, the movement's tuned in. Thursday, we're going to be doing the spotlights on all our beautiful queens on what we went through in our life to get to where we are, to be the powerful woman that we are. Spotlight on Street Queens is going down tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Y'all tune in. www.blogtalkradio.com/Radio Online. 8 o'clock. Call in 347-826-7722. Y'all know what I give y'all. I give y'all two for ones, man. We had Dress, you know what I'm saying, the other day from Black Sheep, and we had, you know what I'm saying, the CEO of IndieHipHop.com, Funkworm. Today we had the almighty, the powerful, the leader, the speaker, of Wu-Tang Clan, Papa Wu live in the building. And we have Pharrell, up-and-coming duo, doing they one, two, representing for my country, Naija, live in the building, shutting it down. And I have my wonderful co-host, the one that I love the most, my dude right here, Billy Blast, representing for Vintage Beats, man. It's Sirius Jones Month, man. March 9th, stay tuned. Check this out in B-More, March the 12th at Sonar in Baltimore. We're going to have Common down there, sponsored by Busy B, the Chief Rocker. On March the 27th, we got Rakim at Sonar, sponsored by Busy B, the Chief Rocker. We're going to have March the 8th this weekend, the Coach Drive, sponsored by E2K Magazine, Lush Radio Online, and various other companies supporting for a fallen DJ that also helped the community, and we're doing it in order to him to help the homeless. So if you got coke that's intact, hit us up, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, or email me at CEO Lush Radio Online. Or if you're in New York, hit me up. Y'all know my digits, man. You know what I'm saying? And let me know if you want to sponsor that. March the 14th, you got your man Ron Browns in New Jersey, sponsored by Lush Video, E2K, A-Game Magazine, and, you know, a couple of other cats, you know, that's stack paper money, all that's going down. March 19th is Lushy Lush, the official birthday, I'm turning 28, me, March 19th. You check it out, make sure y'all call in the show and wish me happy birthday. And it's March Madness, man. We get it in on Lush Radio Online. No game, man. You already know. That's what it is, man. Always put your game face on. I love both of you guys, man. And we going to leave off with the show, man. Billy, man, give him the quote, man. You already know, man. Give him the quote, man. Corners to blocks, man. Go ahead, man.
We came from corners to blocks to www. The digital hub. Wow.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. And we out, man. Get your digital hustle on, man. Man, the internet is the way to go, man. The playing field is level, man. Get it in. You know what I'm saying? No offense to the major labels, but really you can get it yourself, man. Why give the middleman the money when you can get it yourself, man? Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. I'm here to educate, teach, drop that knowledge, and give you real music. Your girl, Lushy Lush. I love y'all for all. I love you, Billy. And we out, man. I'm about to give y'all, you know, some more of for all. You know what I'm saying? Really, let me play this Land once again, because I think that's one of my favorite songs from them, really, because he really giving some real knowledge. So I'm about to give y'all that joint again. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio Online, man. This Land for Raw. And we out. Mwah.
Peace.
For Raw. For real, represent the motherland.
Come on, love you.
That's right.
Come on, love you.
This land that I come from, I can never let go. This land that I come from, that's my heart and soul. Land that we come from, we can never let go.
And 3 million is the population in Africa. More than 1,000 languages spoken in Africa. Sudan is the largest country in Africa. Madagascar is the tropical island in Africa. Coffee plantation is flourishing in Uganda. The mountainous land in Africa is Rwanda. Ghana is the main export in Gambia. Copper is vital to the academy in Zambia. I eat in Bara, popular saga tea in Liberia. Okada is the quickest transportation in Nigeria. Lion of Judah is well known in Ethiopia. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest point in Tanzania. The world's biggest diamond producer is Botswana. The world's largest man-made lake is in Ghana. The deepest lake in Africa is Lake Tanganyika. One of Africa's most political country is Kenya. There's palaces, kings and queens in Africa. Culture, tribes and traditions are practiced in Africa. You want an African queen, then you need to visit Africa. The motherland is Africa. I thank God for Africa.
This land that I come from, I can never let go. This land that I
down for political gain.
Is it true?
If you're wealthy, you can hide your shame.
But me man say I know who I am. Love my complexion.
I'm an African.
And your Lord, cause your plan is to undermine the Yami motherland. Try eradicate this land, but we resist resistance. And so many fallen leaders, I call them shut down.
Why?
They're not an ally to the lies of God to bring them down. We all know where the ammunition come from. Situation out of control, but me people stay strong.
This land that I come from, I can never let go. Never let go. This land that we come from has a heart and soul.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753.